My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome back. So today we are talking about the strength of taking your power back in the realm of no contact. So I help women who are constantly in relationships with people who undervalue them. The pattern is being with people who are unavailable to them. And no matter what they try, no matter how much they may try to take breaks from them, to try to date different types of people, to try to work on their trauma, somehow whenever they step their toe out into the realm of relationships and dating, they find the same patterns. Maybe at first it starts off looking a little bit different, and so they think that there's progress, but ultimately it ends up being the same thing. And when it comes to no contact, that is a tool used when you find that you are constantly in these relationships and you need to just take a reset. You need to reformat your relationship with yourself. So we're talking about this today, not only because it's an important topic, but I'm in the middle of writing a book for no contact. I have a special process that I teach women to do no contact specifically for 90 days and a set of different tasks and tools that they do during that 90 days to finally break the patterns of trauma bonds in their relationship, whether or not it's with a specific person that they are in a trauma bonded relationship with, or they find that they constantly, when they love somebody, they love hard and they can't get out of it. And so this is a tool I've taught hundreds of women directly, thousands of people through my programs and through, of course, the podcast and through other resources. And so now we are writing a book so that more people can have access to it. And so one of the chapters at the beginning specifically talks about why no contact is important. So writing this chapter, this is the one that probably had the most amount of emotions around it because I've been on all sides of the equation. So a decade and a half plus ago, the way that it was told to me was not only do you take a year off from dating and being in relationships just to focus on yourself, but that you do no contact with people who are people that are qualifying relationships. So people that you find that you tend to lose your power around, that you tend to be very emotionally involved with, that is very hard for you to find your center, that these are people that you need to be in complete no contact from for the duration of this time. And that means not only not receiving messages from them, you're not sending messages to them, you're not finding out information about them, you're not looking at them on social media, you're doing everything you can to avoid being in the places that they are if you can. So if you work together, that's one thing, but to not intentionally go to mutual events, to not try to be seen again, to fully cut yourself off from these relationships. And I thought that that was a little bit too much or very much too much. At the time, I felt like, one, I'm strong enough. I don't really need to do this. Like, I am going to break these patterns on my own. I'm not going to let them have more power over me by me trying to reorient my whole life around them. And three, I just didn't want to do it. I didn't see the point of it. It just felt like very extreme. And I really avoided it for a while. And so when I meet women who have that same belief, I relate. Like, I understand because I was that. But at the same time, I also have the experience of doing it on my own in that way and saying, okay, I'm just going to not talk to them. I'm not going to block anybody. I'm just going to not be available to them. If they try to talk to me or ask me out, I'm just either not going to respond or I'm going to say no. I'm going to stand up for myself. And I did all of those things. And I found that those things only led me to be in connection with these people even more. That the back and forth was just emotional foreplay to me getting involved with them. That not only was that foreplay, if we were talking, that at times it was more painful when we weren't talking, right? So for example, say there was someone that I was in an addictive partnership with, or that I really had a lot of connection and really had a lot of love for them, and I decided to pull away. In my mind, I'm waiting for them to realize that they missed me and to want to come back and to want to talk to me. And when that didn't happen, that was painful. And then that would start spiraling. And then that would start rumination. Because as much as you say that you are not open, when you leave these doors open mentally, emotionally, spiritually, there is kind of a waiting game. there is still that cat and mouse as an effect. So that's why when these people reach back out, or when you reach back out to them because you want to have closure, because you're just so angry at them, because you want to understand why, because you want to have revenge and show them that they never meant that much to you, or to see what they're missing, whatever the reason is, there's a lot of emotional charge. And I've always said that the opposite of love is not hate, it's neutrality. And so whether or not that emotional charge is anger and rage and envy and animosity, or if that charge is devotion and love and adoration and yearning and care and compassion and an openness to have a discussion, that's still all emotional connection. And that is why we can have these push-pull cycles with people, that there's these big highs of love and fun and connection and pleasure, and then these extremely low, deep caverns of betrayal, of sadness, of frustration, of neglect. And we will stay on that cycle because it's the same ride. It is the exact same ride. So the only way to break that cycle is to get off. And so once I actually got off and actually started to pull away from those relationships, not only myself, but I've seen over and over and over for the women who have been under my charge, the women who have trusted me enough to go on this process and to follow it all the way, they have found freedom. They have found not only emotional freedom, they have found self-love for themselves. They have found a rejuvenated way of seeing the world. It's like they have a new breath of fresh air in their lungs. It's like the sky, the colors in the sky are brighter than they were before. And there's hope. Not only is there hope, there's joy. And there's freedom in that. And so now they have more personal power in the relationships that they choose. And they're actually able to not only choose, but to be open and available to people who love, who will love them and who are loving them in the way they always deserved. So that is why in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the three things that you gain when you take your strength and your power back. So this is going to be a pull from, as promised, the things I'm writing about in the book, and some tips and some inspiration and some motivation and encouragement to take from it. But these are three things that you get when you finally start to break the cycle of being in connection with people and having people have access to you that maybe don't deserve to have access to you. Or if they are people that you want to have in your life, the way that they are connected to you is disjointed and unhealthy, and it needs to be reset so that the relationship actually has a chance to thrive. Sometimes no contact is forever. Sometimes no contact is temporary, but you're not going to know, and you're not going to be recentered, and the relationship is not going to be reset until one person does it. You know, you don't need two people to agree to no contact. You're the one who's in charge of your own personal process. So that leads directly into the first thing that you gain. So the first thing that you gain when you do a no contact process in the way that I talk about, with 90 days specifically, of not just not talking to them and not just receiving messages to them, but you're actually doing a whole process of self-love and care during those 90 days. The first thing you actually get is that you are doing something that is specifically for you. You're doing something that is specifically for you. That may sound obvious, but the ways that I find that people usually do no contact before, or the ways they try to negotiate and to work around these things, is very much focused on the other person. That person, even when you're trying to pull back, even when you're putting down boundaries, that person still holds all the power. So the example that I gave earlier, say there was someone that you're talking to, I'll take me out of the equation, I'll talk about us as a public. Say there's someone that you're talking to, things are going awry, you know, you've tried all the negotiation, you tried all the talks, and now in your own personal power, you're saying, okay, I am not going to be available to you anymore, and I'm not going to talk to you. And you pull away. You don't do the full no contact. There's no blocking. You know, there's no specific rule that you're not going to really talk with them, but you're just saying, okay, I'm just going to take a break from this. You are left open because even though you're not responding, you're seeing all the messages. You see the messages when they come through. You're talking about the messages with your girlfriends. You're sending screenshots saying, can you believe that this person did this? There's still energy and conversation and connection around this person. This person is still taking up space in your life. Also, all those messages are just seeds that are being planted that will be harvested later, whether or not it's 3 days later, whether or not it's 3 weeks later, whether or not it's your birthday, whether or not it is a holiday, whether or not they send you a text, you know, 8 months down the road after you've ignored everything and they say, you know, that their mom is sick. Maybe they say something that they know is very provoking to you to get a rise out of you. Again, remember, like I said, the opposite of love is not hate, is neutrality. So they say something that they know will provoke you. And now there's a back and forth and you're not teaching them a lesson. This is exactly what they want. They want the attention. They want the connection. They want to be bonded to you. And especially if you are in a connection with someone who tends to be very flaky, someone who's there sometimes and not sometimes, those things get you all rejuvenated. They may spark up that need to complete the cycle. And completing the cycle may be seeing them in person. It may be fighting in person. It may be hooking up with them. It may be having one last dinner. It may be that the party that you were going to say no to, that you knew that they were going to be at, now you want to be there. And you don't really know why. A lot of these things are subconscious. For the most part, I would say 85% of this is subconscious. Even when you're directly doing actions, the reasons why you're doing it, underneath a lot of it sometimes is that need to be wanted, that need to be chosen, that need to be vindicated, that need to be proven right, that need to have your power taken back from this person that has hurt you or made you feel unwanted, made you feel discarded. And so if I'm around you and I show you what you can't have, this is my way of taking my power back. And so going back to the point of you're doing something for you, in addition to that, there are some people when they do no contact, they say it's for them, they say it's for their own personal power, but they're actually trying to punish the person and teach that person a lesson. So you hurt me. So now I'm going to take away my presence. I'm going to take away my energy. I'm going to take away my body. I'm going to take away my smile. And I'm doing this to teach you a lesson. Your actions are about them. Now, I'm not saying there's not a benefit for you. You've been hurt. You've been betrayed. You've been put upon. You know, you have been neglected. And so, yes, you taking a break is for you. But let's say part of this is personal punishment for them. How would you feel and how have you felt, if you can relate to this, when you're doing this to make this person feel a certain way and then you find out that they are in the streets and they're perfectly fine? They're talking to somebody else. They're dating somebody else. They're thriving at their job. They're laughing with their friends. They haven't asked about you at all. There's no text. Your phone is dry. You send something that's supposed to pick a fight with them and they don't send something back, or worse, they just say, okay. How do you feel when you're doing these things for yourself, but also low-key to hurt them as well, or to teach them a lesson, and there's a non-response? How does that affect you? Now, for the people that are like, I don't care, then maybe this conversation is not for you, but I know there's a big amount of us that we do care, and we hate that we care, and it tears us up that we care. And when we get into these corners where we're backed up in that way, more than anything, it makes us even more upset at ourselves that we care. And it makes us more want to be like, I wish I didn't give any energy to this. I wish that I was free. I wish that I could finally be out of this. And that's what no contact, the way that I teach, does. It is, not only am I not available for you, I am fully focusing. I'm doing this for me. Whether or not we get back together, whether or not you're hurt or not by this, whether or not you feel confused, whether or not we apologize, we make up, whether or not I have a closure conversation with you, I will worry about that in 90 days. These 90 days are for me. For the first time in a long time, or maybe for the first time in this way, I'm going to choose myself. And that is a gift that you give yourself, especially because many of us come from backgrounds where we're people pleasing or people pleasers. And so much of our life has been built around the experience of other people, whether or not they're going to be mad, whether or not they're going to be sad, whether or not they're going to be happy, whether or not they're going to be proud of us. To do something that's for us, that feels selfish, and we've been told that selfish is a bad word, when our baseline, like, this may actually be what selfish is, and we've been taught that selfishness is like right here. And so we will like be right here, and we don't give ourselves what it is that we need. You know, we go way down below, we neglect ourselves, we deprioritize ourselves. We look for reasons to put ourselves last, or again, to think about other people's feelings first, because we've been told that being selfish is the worst thing ever, when we weren't even given a good baseline of what it is to take care of ourselves. And so what we may think is selfish is actually normal, appropriate, and healthy. And this is one of those things.
Attention all my fellow moms, aunties, and caregiving figures. I have found an amazing educational resource for my son, and I'm so excited to share it. Time for Learning is an incredible online-based learning platform that allows customized schedules, real-life learning, and diverse expansive lessons across all subjects from pre-K through high school. Their all-in-one online curriculum includes not only all the core classes that you find in a brick-and-mortar school, but also the electives. The lessons are cinematic and story-driven, designed to keep your student engaged with not only visually rich images, but also emotionally engaging lessons. You're able to get full transcripts, grades, and diplomas, which is awesome if you're using it as a homeschool resource to match requirements in your specific state. And it offers so much flexibility in allowing you to teach your child what's important to them and to you. I've personally tried it, and what I love is that I can adjust the grade level based on the subject for my son. So with him being more advanced in math, I can move him up a grade and also adjust the others accordingly as well to meet him where he is. My goal is to have a confident, future-forward child that can thrive in any space he chooses, and Time for Learning absolutely helps with that. Curious if Time for Learning is right for your family? Visit timeforlearning.com, that's time, the number four, learning.com, to explore their curriculum and find the perfect plan for your student. You can get started with a monthly subscription to see just how much your kids enjoy learning on their own terms.
I don't know about you, but I like keeping my money where I can see it. Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping our money too. If you're fed up with crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that actually cost more in the long run, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile. Compared to big wireless carriers, you could be saving so much. It's time to stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely just to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your own phone number and activate with eSIM in minutes. Start saving immediately with no long-term contract and no hassle. If you're in need of a new phone line and you like saving your money, Mint Mobile is absolutely for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/BGH. That's mintmobile.com/BGH. Upfront payment of $45 for a 3-month 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. The second thing that you get when you take your strength back or the strength that you get when you take your power back in this situation is you are actually able to reset. I've said that word a few times in today's episode. But you're actually able to reset and focus on you. So that's different than the first one, because the first one is about you are doing something that's for you for the first time. That is not about other people, that you're doing this purely because you are going to step out on the belief that you deserve it. It might be hard to think that you deserve it. And I'll tell you right now, 99.9% of the women who do no contact process or who have done the no contact process with me, they have not done it from this place of personal empowerment. They have not done it from, okay, I deserve better and I'm going to do this. They have done it afraid. They have done it because they have been at the end of their rope and they've said, I've done everything else and I've tried to work through all this and it's not working. And this is kind of my last attempt. And I'm so afraid. I'm going to look stupid at the other side of this. I'm afraid that this isn't going to work. I've tried to do no contact with this person for the past 6 years and I just end up going back to them in any way. So how is this going to be different? I'm afraid that I'm going to lose, you know, this relationship isn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but this is the person I think I'm supposed to be with. And if I'm gone for 90 days, what's going to happen to that? They do it afraid. And it's through this process is where they gain their power and they are happy on the other side. There is actual freedom on the other side. They feel rejuvenated. All the things that they felt like they would lose before, one, they haven't lost it. And two, if they have lost it, that pull that they've had that's been on them, that trauma bond that I've said, that overpowerment, it's lost its pull. So this thing that they could tell is almost like, say you have a food allergy to something and it's making you sick, but you just can't stop eating it. But it constantly makes you sick. And you're like, man, I want to stop eating this thing that's making me sick. And then when you finally are able to break that cycle and you don't miss it anymore, there's no part of you that's like, man, I wish I could be eating that, I don't know, peppermint. Some people are allergic to peppermint. I wish I could be eating that peppermint candy cane. You see that there's so much out in the world and you haven't lost anything. And so that is the experience that the people have. The world opens up. This world that they can't see is now opened up to them. But going back to point number two, This reset and focus is about grounding yourself. So this is all nervous system related. I have said from the beginning in almost every single episode, every single resource, definitely every program that I've ever had or workshop, we talk about trauma. Because love addiction and your relationship and trauma bonded relationships is nothing but your trauma reenactment coming out. So it's the templates that we learn how to connect to people, learn how to respond to people, learn how to have expectations and standards and what we give other people. All those things that were given to us as children and as we've grown up into young and older adults is just being reenacted in these very adult relationships with our fully developed brain. And we wonder, man, I'm a grown up. Why can't I get through this? I've helped so many other people through these things. Why am I stuck, right? And it's because it's in your nervous system. And so when you're constantly being triggered, when you're constantly being traumatized, when you're constantly being poked and prodded, it's hard to heal. If I get a scratch on my arm, and I keep picking at it, right? It's going to be very hard for that scab to heal. So that's what happens when you're in these relationships and you do this push-pull and I'm going to talk to you and then I'm doing really good. I'm great for a few weeks and then you reach out to me and now I'm upset. Now I'm mad that you reached out to me. I was doing fine. Why are you reaching out to me? Why are you acting so nonchalant as you reach out to me instead of apologizing? You know, now I have all this emotional energy wrapped up, whether or not I want you or not. Now I'm emotionally entangled. And so this is about getting 90 days to heal your nervous system so that you can actually feel grounded, so that you can catch your breath, so that you can be happy, so that if or when you decide to engage with this person or any other people down the road, you know, some people will say, and I agree with this, is that a lot of people and a lot of relationships in our life are just lessons that are here for us to learn about. And so if you don't learn a lesson with one person, you're going to continue to get that lesson either with them or with somebody else very much like them. So if the lesson is learning how to assert myself and ask for what I want, if I don't do with this person, I kind of slide on by and I become needless and wantless and I go along with it and maybe I just ghost them or I accept them ghosting me and I say, okay, I'm going to just be different. I'm going to be stronger. We're going to get another person. We're going to get another opportunity. We're going to get another situation where it's our turn to stand up for ourselves, to say what it is that we want. And if we shy through that one, we're going to get it again. So you doing no contact here, it's not even about the other person. And that's what I tell my students and my clients all the time. It's not about them, which is very hard because I would say about 50% of the time, people are very much in love with that person. Whether or not they want to be with them is a different story, but about 50% of the time, people are very much still in love with the person. So when I say something to the effect of it's not about them, there's this internal like cringe, like it is them. And that's because my point of view is that you're the most important relationship in your life. And you don't know that, like, you know that logically and you know that mentally in your brain, but you don't feel it in your heart. There's no resonance around it. So when people say that, that's why there's kind of this disconnect between that feeling like that's empowering for me to say versus dismissive, because I fully understand from what I've already shared. And then if you follow this podcast or this channel for any amount of time, you know that I understand. I understand more than anybody how deeply you feel and how inside your skin that feels, right? So it's not a dismissal. It's me calling to the truth that's there for you and letting you know what's possible for you and just planting that seed so that one day this crazy thing that I said before, you'll actually start to believe it. But it helps you reset your nervous system so that you can finally take this lesson in your next set of relationships. So now the things that trigger you before and the things that were sticking posts for you before and roadblocks and the gaps that you would miss, those are no longer things that you will get tripped up by in the future because you have beat this lesson. You have gained muscle memory on how to work through this and to know that you can not only say no to some things, but you can say yes to other things and your world becomes more expansive and you get your power back. And the last thing that you get, apologies if you can hear the landscaper that decided to record or decided to cut the grass right when I am like starting. They are now right outside of my window. So hopefully this microphone is helping a little bit. But the third thing that you get when it comes to taking your strength back and your personal power is this is the beginning of you resetting, or I'll use a different word. This is the beginning of you restructuring your standards for the people in your life. This is the beginning of, I talk a lot about different levels of access that people should have to you. And one of the first things when I first started talking about this years ago on the podcast, the main podcast, is I talked about how many of us have this really big open access of people in our life so that people that we connect with and people that we click with if we get that initial chemistry, then they qualify to be in our inner circle. And my statement, my assumption is not everybody not only deserves to be your inner circle, but may not have the qualifications to be in your inner circle. And that's not from an avoidant point of view. It's more from, how is it that I want the people who I'm closest to me to treat me? And how do I want to be in relationship with them? And so there are going to be some people that meet those standards. And there are going to be some people that don't. And that doesn't mean you don't like them. It doesn't mean you cut them off. It doesn't mean that you block them. It doesn't mean that you talk mess about them. It just means that I acknowledge that I really like you and I have love for you. But this is where you get to be in my life. And this is how much access you have to me. And so once you're able to be centered with that and clear with that, now you're able to have safety in your relationship. So although all of us who have been burned in relationships before and said, man, I trusted this person, I let them in, and they really hurt me, and now I don't want to let anybody else in, it's because we may have let in people that did not deserve to have that level of access to us. It doesn't mean all people are bad. It doesn't mean that all friendships are bad. It doesn't mean that all relationships are bad. All men are bad. All women are bad. It means that we allowed someone to have access to our heart and our life that shouldn't have had it. And so that means that we just need to be more discerning, be more connected to our intuition, and learn how to place people appropriately. So what no contact does is it starts that process. There's no one who does no contact, especially the way that I teach, very casually, unless they're highly avoidant and they don't really know how to connect to people at all. Then it's not really about no contact. It's about their own attachment styles and their own projections of their own hurts as well. And so it's not a case-by-case issue. You know, if you look around and you're the common denominator with every single relationship in your life and everybody has a problem, then either everybody does have a problem and you keep picking people who have problems, or your filter that you're using to see people is problematic, or there's a gap, or there's a dysfunction there, or there's a pain there, or there's a trauma there, or there's a wound there. And those glasses are coloring how you see. Either way, there's something going on that needs to be fixed. And both of those things are in your locus of control. Whether or not I'm choosing the wrong people, okay, I got to figure out why it is that I keep surrounding myself and all of my relationships with people that harm me. What is it that I'm seeking? What is it that I'm looking for? What is it that I get from these relationships? What is it that I think that I'm worthy of? Those are all things in your locus of control. Or I've been so hurt. I've been so traumatized. People have hurt me and I want to have connections, but I don't trust the connections. And so for that reason, I judge everybody around. Even the people that I hope might be good for me, it's still really hard for me to do those relationships. That's also inside your locus of control to change. It always goes back to us, y'all. Even when people have legitimately done us dirty and done us wrong, there is a lesson for us to learn, whether or not it's a soft lesson of how can I love myself more so that I know that I'm worthy of this treasure that I deserve. And I soften my love with myself so that when people are treating me in a mean way, that I know that that doesn't connect because that standard that I set for myself is different. Or whether or not it's a tough love lesson and that, you know, girl, what you doing? You need to do better. You need to be more clear, be more discerning about the people that you let into your life. But like I said, no contact starts this process to where we can start to stair step people out of our life, starting with the biggest culprits. And if they are not culprits, because I know people do no contact for different reasons, sometimes it is people that need to exit your life, or you have become just so needless and wantless and codependent with them that you know that your issues are the ones that are kind of getting in the way. Either way, change is going to happen on the other side of it. So in celebration of this book coming out and in thanks for everyone being here and being a part of this, I have a special gift for everyone, and it is free for you to take with you. So inside of the No Contact book, I teach different skills. And one of the skills and tools that I teach are my cheat sheets. And so my cheat sheets are different sets of inspirations and thoughts that I give you depending on different scenarios for you to read, for you to memorize, for you to keep in mind, to keep on you anytime you feel triggered to reach out to somebody. So for example, let's say you are in no contact with someone and it's about to be their birthday. And this is a very easy trigger for you to want to reach out, just be nice, just say hello. Nobody else just reaches out to them. Y'all just stopped talking last week, so it's not long enough for you to be in no contact. Again, there was a tragedy in their family, so you want to be supportive. And these are all the reasons why you want to reach. The cheat sheet will give you inspiration and a reminder and some tough love sister feedback on why you do not need to reach out to them. It is my voice talking to you directly to remind you of why you're doing this, to remind you of what's on the other side of it, and to give you an option. You are able to choose whatever it is that you want to do. But every once in a while, we just need someone to tell us their thoughts, talk us off the edge. And so you can take these and keep them with you to stay in no contact and stay connected to your own personal power and decide what you want to do on the other side of that. So if you would like that, you can go ahead and download it for free. You can go to blackgirlsheal.org/cheatsheets, CheatsSheets. You can download it for free. And I cover a multitude of different scenarios. And again, these are the exact things that I tell my clients and my students to keep with them whenever they need it and to refer back to it. So that's it for now. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you so much for being here on this journey with me as I'm finishing this book. I can't wait to get it out to all of you. And I just appreciate you being a part of this journey. That's it for now. As always, take care of yourselves and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Black Girls Heal. If this episode helped you in any way, please be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone you love. And if you're ready to go deeper and turn what you're learning about here into real life change, join us inside the BGH Members Club. You'll get ad-free bonus episodes, powerful worksheets about every topic we discuss here, and exclusive lessons to help you apply the healing tools we talk about. You can join today at blackgirlsheal.org/members. And as always, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week.